Homecoming 2021 for our Tigers here on the pregame show. Your kickoff from the Gus coming up shortly at the top of the hour of 7 o'clock. The head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, joins us here on the pregame show. And, Paulie, good evening, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, before we talk about homecoming week and talk about Casa Manorville, let's rewind and go back to the game last week against a Red Wing real quick. A 38-14 victory for a Red Wing. And, you know, when I look at this game, especially in the first half, your team's down at 19-0 in halftime. But there was a couple of big plays that definitely could have turned the momentum, turned the score. Kickoff return for a touchdown that was called back because of a penalty for Albert Lee. At halftime, you know, it had to be kind of a tough feeling in the locker room because, again, there's a couple of plays that have to go another direction. It's a much different game at halftime.
Yeah, that's very true, you know, and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a couple times in the first half, and we had a couple of drop balls, we had some penalties, we'd get something going, and then we'd jump off sides or just little things that, you know, we've got to get past. And, you know, Red Wing played a solid game, you know, and we felt we left at least 21 points on the field, and, you know, that would have swung things, but, you know, that's why you play the game, and they were able to execute better than we were, and, you know, we went back and worked on things again this week, and hopefully we're better this week than we were last.
Well, let's talk about the two touchdowns for the Tigers on Friday night. Derek McMillan, he's a speedster out there, and first time he got called back, another opportunity to return a kickoff for a touchdown, and the young man came through with a big highlight touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a real explosive player. And, you know, it's exciting to see him run the ball. And, you know, hopefully he can stay healthy for us and continue that throughout the rest of the season.
Late in the game, the one drive was pretty much the Bryson Kirsch show. 72 yards rushing, had one TD. Nice job by that young man to get the second score there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you bet. He runs downhill really well. And he's not going to fake a lot of kids out, but he runs very hard and has a good first cut. And, you know, if they don't tackle properly, he breaks tackles. So it was fun to see him kind of shine there. And, you know, it was good to get in the end zone.
Paul Dunn, head coach of our Tigers here on the pregame show. It's homecoming at the Gus tonight here in Albert Lee. And, Paul, during the game last week, a few guys seemed to be banged up. We had a few guys that had to come off the field. Injury report, how are we doing heading into tonight's game?
Well, I think everybody's going to be able to go. We're kind of nursing some soreness and some, you know, some issues from last week, but hopefully, you know, we did make some changes up front this week, switching positions and trying to get more people on the field so we're not playing as many quite two ways, and hopefully those changes and adjustments will help and we can get back everybody back to 100%.
You know, we have to give your squad a lot of credit because I think we maybe counted 28 players dressed for that game against Red Wing right around there. And these guys, like you mentioned, they're playing two ways. They're out there a long time. They're giving great effort. And that's a lot to ask from these young players to be out there that much. So kudos to your squad. I mean, these guys are fighting hard every night.
Absolutely. You know, their attitude's been great, and they've been putting in the work and trying to get better every day at practice. And, you know, when you have injuries, it's kind of next man up, you know, and at some point, hopefully this season we'll be back at full strength. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. We're getting closer. But you know, we still have some pretty good dings from last week's game, you know, and hopefully we can get more people involved. We brought a couple of kids up from the JV for dressing here for homecoming and get them on the field a little bit. And, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how it all fits together.
Paul Dunn, head coach of the Tigers, here on the pregame show. And let's talk about homecoming week. And, you know, we kind of joked about it off the air. And I've talked to many football coaches over 20-plus years of broadcasting. And homecoming week, there's always, you know, a lot of distractions, other things going on, which is part of the homecoming festivities. But for a football team, sometimes it makes it hard to concentrate. How has the week of practice been?
Well, we had a really good day on Wednesday and got a lot done. And, you know, hopefully that'll carry us through. There have been numerous distractions, but, you know, the homecoming festivities are for the student body and the community.
Yep.
And, you know, our job is the game. And hopefully we can compete at the highest level possible tonight and make folks proud of Tiger football out at the Gus.
Well, let's talk about Canson Manorville. The Comets 2-1, coming off a loss to Mankato East last week. Give us your scouting report on tonight's homecoming opponent.
Well, they're very solid up front. And, you know, that's kind of been of an Achilles heel for us. So we've been working on getting off the ball together and pad level again and some of those kinds of things to try to counter that. They're a good football team, you know, and we've seen a bunch of those, and we'll continue to see a bunch of those kinds of teams. You know, I believe it's four or five top 10 ranked opponents in the first five games.
Yep.
Or six games. So, I mean, it's crazy, but that's Big Nine football, you know, and you got to put your big boy pants on every time you go and play. And, you know, I think that we're – you know, we're improving each week, and hopefully we can put together four quarters of solid football tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. And talk about the atmosphere, because we know last year was different with it being the COVID era. Homecoming always packs the stands. Alumni are back in town to cheer on their high school. I mean, the atmosphere, I'm sure as a coach, I'm sure as players, they're looking forward to playing in front of what should be a packed house at the Gus tonight.
Yeah, the kids are excited, and rightfully so. You know, I mean, we didn't have homecoming a year ago. So it was, you know, it's been a while. There's been a lot of excitement in school all week long. And so it's a fun thing. You know, it's just as a football coach, you try to keep the kids focused on the task at hand. But, you know, hopefully the excitement and the crowd support will carry us tonight.
Paul Dunn, the head coach of our Tigers, here on the pregame show. Kickoff coming up shortly right here on KETE. Coach, like always, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy homecoming night, and good luck to your team. Go get a win.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support.